This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The Chicago Sun-Times recently ran a story critical of Bruce Rauner. He's a mega millionaire and the Republican nominee for governor. The story was reviewed by several people, cleared by the newspaper's legal department. Rauner's campaign nonetheless made a big fuss over the story. And ultimately, the reporter, Sun-Times Springfield bureau chief Dave McKinney, was suspended for a few days. Then the newspaper broke a long-standing tradition of not endorsing candidates and endorsed Bruce Rauner. McKinney last week resigned from the paper, saying it, quote, no longer has the backs of reporters like me, unquote. Rich, what did you think when you read about this?
Well, I think it's a kind of sets a terrible precedent. One thing you didn't mention also is that Bruce Rauner used to own 10%, I think, of the Sun-Times. So until he decided to run for governor, he was a part owner of the Sun-Times. To me, that's even, you know, I don't know. Did he pay it all off with one check? Is he making payments to the company? Or are they paying him, I should say, when he sold back his shares? Do they still have some kind of a loosely based, financial relationship? I think that the paper is not in a position to get involved in endorsing as a result of that close relationship, not even counting the McKinney episode, which shows clearly that there are some kind of ties between the organization, the Rauner organization, and the Sun-Times, where he can make his staff can object to something, and then there's action taken. I think it sets a terrible precedent.
Yeah, and I really hate the tradition of newspapers endorsing candidates. And I know it's been something that's historical with newspapers and that some will do that. Obviously, broadcasters are under different regulations in the newspaper, so we don't. And, the fairness doctrine is no longer necessarily even enacted, but most broadcast stations will still try to heed the fairness doctrine rules. When it comes to this, and even the timing where they go and endorse him just very recently, it all looks – they have a conflict of interest. The newspaper itself looks like they have a conflict of interest.
I think it makes the Sun-Times look terrible.
Yeah, even though they're saying – they're alleging McKinney has a conflict of interest, saying that his wife is working for a Democratic think tank and that, he shouldn't have been doing this story at all because of that. Now, McKinney says that his wife had nothing to do with the gubernatorial race in the state and that she's working actually out of the state on some policies. So, it doesn't look like he has a conflict of interest, but it really does look like the newspaper itself does and the management does.
No, I would agree 100%. And when they were only married in April, and from what I read in the news accounts, they purposely set up a silos so that they kept their two lives, knowing that that this could be a potential problem. He being a political editor of a bureau for the Sun-Times in Springfield, she being a consultant to the Democratic Party. That certainly has worked. You can think of Madeline,
and James Carville.
And James Carville,
right.
Where that's, he's clearly Mr. Democrat. She's clearly Ms. Republican. Mm-hmm. They've been able to do that. So there are precedents for, love coming in between people.
And still being objective.
And being able to keep those things separate and compartmentalize that way. And it sounds from the accounts that when they got married, they knew this was a potential problem. They set it up to the satisfaction of the newspaper,
right.
I might add, according to the accounts, that they were dealing with things in a way that would not put them in a situation where there would be a conflict. The Rauner campaign is the one that then went after McKinney by bringing up his relationship with his wife, that this is, clearly a conflict of interest for him. That's typical political dirty tricks, opposition research type stuff. The part that's disturbing is that the Sun-Times acted the way they did.
Right.
First suspending him while they investigated, which I think he wrote in his resignation letter. He said it was like being under house arrest. And then changing a position, which they had not endorsed candidates for 3 or 4 years, and suddenly saying, hey, we lied.
That's the biggest red flag right there. I really do think that.
I agree. Their credibility is on the floor. I don't think that they're I hope that they, you know, that they rediscover their journalistic integrity somewhere along the line. But right now, I don't see them as, at least the management side, which mm-hmm. seems to be calling the shots here. I'm not, you know, trying to say anything about the editorial side. I think there are some very good, you know, fair-minded, balanced, objective reporters and editors who work on the staff. I just think this casts a real gray cloud over everybody there.
Right. When the management, who's bringing in the money, starts making editorial decisions, you're going to have that problem.
Agreed.
And you try to keep that wall up, and it looks like there is definitely a breach.
Jasmine, you mentioned you don't like the idea of newspapers doing endorsements, political endorsements.
Right.
What about a candidate's meeting with the newspaper's editorial board? We always hear about that happening. Over in Iowa, the Republican candidate for an open U.S. Senate seat there, Joni Ernst, has pretty much blown off the local newspapers, the major newspapers in that state, has decided not to meet with those editorial boards, but was willing to go on the national Fox network. Do you have a problem with that? Or are these meetings with editorial boards, is that kind of an outdated concept too?
Well, I think when it comes to the Fox News side of things, or the broadcasters, if you're going to have a candidate on, you need to also give at least an invitation to the other side. And I'm still maybe one of those old school people who believe that the fairness doctrine, you know, there is something helpful there. It helps guide. It's in the public interest to have both sides or both candidates or all the, you know, different candidates who are, you know, up and running. And if you're only bringing one person, you know, that's obviously going to sway things.
What about meetings with editorial boards, newspaper editorial boards? Is that just so newspapers can decide who to endorse, or is there more value to that?
I think there's value in that it seems like a lot of times these board meetings, they ask some tough questions, and the stories, not whether or not the editorial, they endorse someone, when they do have the meetings, often really good breaking stories come out of that. Positions that we weren't aware of, or they take a position in front of the board, or they don't say anything. I mean, I do think there's some use in terms of revealing some insights into the candidates. I'll disagree here. I don't have a problem with endorsements. I've seen papers. Maybe it's because I just take it for granted that papers do it. I think it's kind of unusual when they don't endorse. At the Courier, they have not. I think they endorsed once in the 8 years I've been there. They're just not comfortable. They don't feel they know local candidates, and I respect that. I think that in that case, it's probably appropriate not to go out and endorse people you don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem. I think it does date back to the old days where you're trying to, you had people that were strong individuals who owned papers, and it dates back to that period when there were also multiple papers.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a Republican paper, a Democratic paper, and you clearly used the paper, at least the editorial page, as sort of a platform for a particular viewpoint. But I do think it's kind of evolved from that to where there is a use. This is not a bash on Bruce Rauner session here. Look at the number, the volume of overall editorial boards that have endorsed him in this state. I mean, clearly, papers that had Democrats, Republicans, Independents, you know, liberal, conservative leaning, libertarian, whatever, have interviewed both candidates and drawn their own conclusions. Not just the Sun-Times, which seemed clearly there was a relationship that put them in a position that wasn't quite as objective as they should be. All these other boards did.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.